7:30, and I'm back with more of your sporting updates. Now we start with tennis. French qualifier Terence Atumane said his Saturday Cincinnati Open semifinal against world number one Yannick Sinner will remain his brightest tennis memory, despite absorbing a 7-6, 6-2 loss to the defending champion. This means that Sinner and hot rival Carlos Alcaraz will face off in a major final for the fourth time this season after both booked straight set wins into the title match. Alcaraz defeated Alexander Zverev, who was suffering badly from the 32 degrees Celsius heat and humidity, by 6-4, 6-3. Alcaraz and Sinner have played for trophies this season in Rome, Roland Garros and Wimbledon, with the Italian winning their most recent at the All England Club last month. Over on the golf course, Robert McIntyre closed with a 41-foot birdie putt to grab a four-stroke lead over top-ranked Scottie Scheffler after Saturday's third round of the US PGA Tour BMW Championship. Now, the 29-year-old Scotsman fired a 2-under par 68 to stand on 16-under 194 after 54 holes, while US star Scheffler fired a 67 to finish on 198, but clutch putting by McIntyre kept him from closing the gap as they battled down the back nine. Now, in case you missed motorsport, Marc Marquez extended his lead at the top of the MotoGP standings when he won Saturday's Austrian Grand Prix sprint at the Red Bull Ring. This makes it his 12th sprint victory of the season, his sixth in succession, and it takes the Ducati rider 123 points ahead of his brother Alex Marquez, with Sunday's Grand Prix still to come, followed by another nine race weekends in the 22 race season. Early leader Alex was second in the 14-lap race, with Pedro Acosta completing the podium. Now we're going to wrap it up with some UFC action. We have a new middleweight champion as Khamzat Chimaev defeated Dricus du Plessis in front of over 20,000 spectators at the United Center in Chicago. This was by unanimous decision. Let's meet again at about 8:30 for much more. Waraslangeni from your East Coast Radio Sports team.